Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Breast cancer screening can save lives, but one concern that has persisted about mammograms is the risk of so-called overdiagnosis. That's when a patient ends up receiving unnecessary and potentially harmful treatments for a non-progressive tumor that wouldn't pose a threat if left alone. A new study, though, released just this week, suggests that breast cancer cases where patients do need to be treated are far more common. The research published in the academic medical journal Annals of Internal Medicine estimates that 1 in 7 breast cancer cases are false alarms. To find out more, let's turn to Angus Chen. He's a cancer reporter at STAT. Thanks for being with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It surprised me that there was no real true, accurate sense of how common overdiagnosis was. Why was it so difficult to get an accurate picture of that?
Well, overdiagnosis is kind of hard to estimate because one of the issues is like you can't really tell which tumors are going to go on to become invasive and which ones are going to stay, you know, in their place, kind of non-progressive, silent, more or less harmless tumor. And part of that is because when you see a tumor, you're not going to wait for it to do something, right? You're not going to wait to see like, hey, let's just try to do nothing and see if it turns out to be one of those tumors that kind of sits there. As soon as you see a tumor, you're going to do something about it. So it inherently makes it a little bit difficult to study because nobody wants to wait around and do like sort of be part of the research that says, let's just wait and see what your tumor does.
So what are the consequences when breast cancer is overdiagnosed?
It can be a combination of things. There are two main health consequences, I would say. The first is the stress and anxiety of hearing the words "you have cancer," right?
Like, of course.
As soon as your doctor tells you that, it's going to trigger a bunch of emotions that is going to have a negative impact on your well-being and your mental health. But after that, there's this over-treatment part of overdiagnosis when you're getting, you know, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, or other treatments that have side effects for a cancer that essentially didn't need to be treated.
So one medical expert from your article explained that overdiagnosis is still a risk. Even with this new lower estimate that we now have, it means about 25,000 women a year, in the U.S. at least, could be going through unneeded treatments. Will anything be done to address that?
Yeah, I think right now the research needs to progress on how we can tell the difference between a tumor that is going to become invasive and aggressive and spread throughout the body and a tumor that is going to remain kind of in its place and remain silent. There's a lot of ways that people are trying to do that. There are some clinical trials going on where people try to look at a specific type of breast cancer called ductal carcinoma in situ or DCIS. And we know that these kinds of tumors are much more likely to stay silent than other kinds of tumors that you might find on a mammogram. So then if you have a DCIS, doctors might say, well, let's put you on a trial where we do some active surveillance. We're basically watching and waiting. There's also research going into looking for biomarkers, kind of biological signs that tell us, you know, if a cancer is going to become invasive or if it's going to remain at that sort of DCIS stage. And finally, with sort of the mental health aspect of being told you have cancer, even if it's something that is going to remain silent, people are trying to find new ways of communicating these very, very early stages of breast cancer. Some people say DCIS should not even be called cancer. They want to find another name for it, or they want to say like it's stage zero cancer rather than like a stage one cancer.
And overdiagnosis is not just a problem for breast cancer. There's also issues in the overdiagnosis of prostate cancer, for example. Can this research also be helpful in other areas?
I think that there are ways that scientists and oncologists are finding to better communicate what kind of cancer you might have. So in thyroid cancer, for example, when oncologists think that it might be like a silent kind of non-progressive cancer, sometimes they don't really call it a cancer. They say it's a neoplasia, which is a way of saying that the cells are abnormal. I would say as sort of a note of optimism that researchers are making a lot of progress in many different areas of cancer where they're getting better at finding ways to tell those cancers apart.
Yeah.
You know, in colon cancer, there's genetic markers that people may be looking for. Sometimes they look for like methylation patterns, which is sort of another way of looking at the genetics of cancer. And there's some promising results suggesting that these approaches might help us better predict what will happen with different tumors.
That's Angus Chen, a reporter at the Health and Medicine publication, STAT. Angus, thank you.
Thank you.